Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Mes Hashem, Shir for Women, Shir number 72. In Rav Twersky's book, Wisdom Each Day, talks about the idea of being holy. Again, sometimes we feel that it's above us, or in some backgrounds and upbringings, it seems to... we have a resistance to that concept because we feel in order to do that, we really have to be totally separate from physical enjoyments, which we really don't feel like giving up and nor do we want to. And the truth is we don't need to. In order to be Kaddish, you could still enjoy beautifully healthy and wonderful physical life and pleasures, but in a healthy, balanced way, and still be considered a Kaddish. There is a path of Kedusha that's not meant for everybody, which is a real strong degree of precious in separating oneself from physicality, even in the Jewish concept, although most people feel it's a foreign Christian concept, and they indeed, a lot of it is foreign, but there is a legitimate mahalach in Judaism as well for certain degrees of levels of different concepts of precious, of staying away from certain permitted things, an extreme, but for most of us that's not the mahalach, you know, prior. But there are things that all of us need to work through in order to elevate that. So for example, you know, prior to the ban of polygamy, a person may have many wives, and that could create a tremendous overindulgence in certain areas, that where you not of transgressing any technical Torah sin, but you're totally impulse-driven in an unhealthy way. So that, we know, is not healthy. So the idea of a house being protected by high fences and a security system is a beautiful concept. We mentioned this analogy many times. Twersky mentions it here. We're just going to explain it this way. If you have a gate around a rose garden, that is meant to maintain the beauty of that rose garden. Animals shouldn't trample on it. People shouldn't abuse it. It's meant to be enjoyed. But so with the proper lock and key, with going in there with permission and in the right context, it's a beautiful garden. Enjoy it. Go in there and enjoy it. If you put gates to such an extreme where you never go in there and it's never watered, it's never nurtured, it won't be a rose garden. It'll be full of weeds, or it'll be dead. So that's not the right mahalach either, to fence something totally in where it dies. You fence it in because of its protection to allow it to thrive within it. That's the idea. You build a bayis nema b'Yisrael, a beautiful safe home that will not degenerate. That fence is healthy, but within there, there's beauty, there's love. And there's also physical pleasure. That's elevated. That's beautiful. So that is the idea of the refinement that we need to sort of strive towards. The idea of tznius, the idea of holding back certain urges, delaying gratification, all of those concepts that is difficult for people to do. But in reality, you actually enjoy the physical even more this way, and it's more deeper and more everlasting. So that's a very, very, very important insight. Another concept that he talks about is not to follow the majority. Just because everyone does something doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. And this is so important to each of our lives personally. We know in order to do the right thing often in our daily lives, we have to go against the trend. You know, there's a story in the Gemara where Yeshua ben Hananya was taking a shortcut through a path in a field. And a child said, it's private property. And the Tana said, but it's well-trodden. People go through this, so it's okay. The child said, just because other trespassers like yourself made it that way, you know, doesn't mean it's right. So, you know, there is halachas with this. I don't know the Gemara too well to comment on it. Sometimes there's a chazak. If something's well-trodden, that means the owner gave reshus for it. But the idea that the child told the Tana, that just because everyone stepped over it doesn't mean that it's supposed to be this way. That's such a tremendous, tremendous concept. Another idea is when someone made an unfavorable nickname for someone else and the rabbi told this person, you're not allowed to do this. And then the person says, well, everyone calls him that. And he answered back, Gehenna has enough room for all of them. In other words, what we're trying to say here, how to bring this lesson down to our own practical lives, is that we live in a society where the majority vote determines what's morally right or wrong. And even around us, between our friends, our neighbors, we may be influenced that way on what's acceptable based upon what the majority thinks something should be. And we need to be conscious to fight that trend. And when something is right, to do the right thing or not do the wrong thing, even though it goes against the grain of your neighborhood, of what other people do. And that takes a lot of courage and determination. And we could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, to help us with it if it becomes a nisayon. For many people, the overspending on their own, outside of their homes or inside of their homes, comes from peer pressure, what they feel other people do. Same thing with the simchas, and same thing often with the idea of the way people dress and sneeze, all of these things. It's also pertaining to what other people will say and will comment. And it's not an easy thing. No one's taking it lightly. And it's part of human nature. And we're not making light of that nisayon. But it's something that's important to work on. And as you develop your own self-esteem in a right way and self-worth and a true connection to Hashem, that you're valuable no matter what and where and how, and you use it the right way, it'll help you overcome those type of challenges that come from peer pressure. So that's another very important aside. That's so important. Another idea is to avoid wrong things because it's wrong, even if we don't know how it could hurt us or what's wrong with this. That's so important. You know, a person will be harmed a lot of times by the way they intended to harm others. So you have sometimes a bomb that explodes in the hands of the person who's making the bomb. There's a famous story of Midas, the Midas touch, King Midas. His greed led him to wish that everything he touches should turn into gold. And he was so happy about that he embraced his beloved child and was horrified to watch the child transform into a lifeless gold statue. Rav Tversky had an incident where a very wealthy person placed his frum older mother in a non-kosher nursing home. He could have easily afforded to get her help, to hire her, look after her, the very least, put her into a kosher, well-treating, you know, nursing home, or take care of himself. He had the ability to do it. So, you know, Rotorsky told him, his father actually, Rotorsky's father admonished him. He said, do you have children? He said, yes. Well, then realize the way you just taught them is the way they'll treat you. And if you don't, they'll reciprocate that way. So you have to respect everybody. You have to respect elderly people. Very important also to respect all elderly people. Rabbi Yochanan used to do that, by the way. He used to respect every elderly person, regardless of race, regardless of color, regardless of anything. How many tribulations of life that this person went through. And if he survived, it's because Hashem saw it fit to support him through all these things and found this person worthy. So how could I think otherwise? That was Rabbi Yochanan's healthy attitude towards honoring the elderly. So we had many lessons today. Number one is to have the healthy aspect of what Kedusha is, the separation from physicality, not to be extreme, but to be in a healthy way, a gate around the rose garden, the refinement that will bring us true pleasure in this world, both physical and spiritual. To not just follow a path because everyone else follows it, to follow our own moral code that's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Torah values and our own inherent values, and not to do wrong even if you feel you don't understand how it could hurt you, and all bad behaviors ultimately get reflected back on oneself, and to treat every person with respect, and every elderly person in particular with respect no matter what. Bracha v'atzlacha.